Good Friday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and we're going to be going over Friday's card out at Santa Anita, May 3rd, 2024. Again, thank you for tuning in. And a quick reminder that all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Okay, let's get to the action. First of all, let me just update you on what's going on tomorrow, Saturday. First post will be an early 12:30 p.m. There's 11 races, and of course, also the big day out at Churchill Downs for the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs. That's certainly going to be a good race to watch. And of course, all eyes will be on our local horse, Stronghold, who will be going for Phil D'Amato under Antonio Frasu. So good luck to the connections there. All right, let's get to the card on Friday. It is a good one. Eight races, so it's going to be a quick day. And the cards all looked to be very competitive. So let's jump to it and get you started for Friday. All right, the first race, 4.5 furlongs. This is a maiden special weight event for cowbred or cow-sired 2 years old. And, of course, we've got a filly in here. How about Pavel from Doug O'Neill? Stable Mario Gutierrez is riding for Redham Racing. Interesting that O'Neill opted to put this filly in with the boys and instead not run versus the girls, her same sex, in the fifth race, which is carded later on in the day. So interesting move there. Not sure what to make of that. But anyway, certainly if you like this filly, don't worry, because you know, the fillies are usually a little bit more developed than the boys at this stage, so you'll see it quite frequently as the two-year-olds progress through the Hollywood Park meeting that the fillies will be entered versus the boys, and they will win their fair share of those races. So your 2-to-1 morning line favorite here in the opener, how about Pavel or Pavel, looks well spotted for the O'Neill barn, and we gave this a B rated race. These are fun races to watch, folks, because you never know what's going to happen in the baby races. So good luck to all the connections, and especially to you, as you're going to be wagering in the opener. The second race is a 6.5 furlong event. It's an allowance optional claimer for cowbred or cow-sired fillies 3 years old, and they are in for a tag of 50. The rail today on the grass is at 30 feet. And your free podcast play of the day comes in here with the number 2 horse, Headed for Ohm, under Hector Barrios for John Sadler. And this daughter of Ohm has got improving numbers on paper. She's got a solid drill since her last start on April 26th in 1:03. And Barrios is taking the call here. I'll tell you, she looks tough. And she's 5-2. I doubt we'll get that price, but she was flattered in her most recent race by I'll Have Another Kiss, who came back to win. She encountered a rough trip in that race. It was her first start versus winners, so she looks to be headed in the right direction now. That's the 2 horse, Headed for Ohm, and that's your free podcast play of the day brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn to the third race. This is a maiden claiming event for fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old, in for a tag of 20. Let's go back to the second race real quick and let you know that the 3 horse Shamaville is the only filly that is entered for that optional claiming price of 50. So Shamaville is eligible to be claimed for 50 in the second. All right, the third race, we rated this a C. Rating, a mile, maiden claimer, in for 20, and this is a wide open race here. Your 5-2 morning line favorite, Warren's Showgirl, is coming off of a return trip. She was last seen on August 22nd at Del Mar until her February race, when she was hung a nose on by Unkept Secret. She's making her 8th career start as a 5-year-old mare here in the third race. So and she's your morning line favorite, so good luck in the third. The fourth race, your free handicapping seminar comes here. This is a B minus rated event. It's a mile on the turf claiming price, and it is for 4-year-olds and upward in for a tag of $40,000. Again, the rails are at 30 feet. And let's break them down from the rail out. We have Eastern Ocean at 5-2 with Giovanni Frankel. Moody Jim, 10-1 with Tiago Pereira. Don't Swear Dave, 3-1, Mario Gutierrez. Enjoy It Straight, Kyle Frey at 3-1. Low Expectations, 6-1 with Ricky Gonzalez. Tulane Trist, 12-1 with Mike Smith. And Gio Venanzo, 4-1 with Juan Hernandez. All right, the rail horse. What do you make with this guy? Now 7. You look at his past races, and they haven't really been a lot. The last time he won was in September of 2023 at Del Mar, when he was at this level and at the distance over the surface. But when you look at who he's been running against, you'd have to give him a decent shot here. Grade 3 San Marcos to Grade 2 San Gabriel and the Grade 2 Hollywood Turf Cut. He's cutting back significantly in distance, and he's dropping, taking a significant drop in class today as Giovanni Frankel takes the call. Certainly figures to be right there or thereabout, and we used him as our third horse. Moody Jim, we passed on him. Two back, he stumbled at the start, lost his rider, and came back at the same level last time and ran a much improved, decent third, beaten 2 under Tiago Pereira, who returns to ride. He's taken a jump up in class off of that effort, and I think he's going to need just a little bit softer here to be effective. Don't Swear Dave is our top play here in the fourth. Steve Knapp and Mario Gutierrez coming off of a much better than looked race in his last race. His race before that, he won at this level on a wet fast track at Santa Anita. And this guy has shown a fondness in the past for this course. 3 wins, 2 seconds from 9 career starts. So he looks like he's very tough to deal with here. April 22nd, he had a nice move in 48-2, so he retains his form and looks like he's going to be tough to deal with here in the fourth race. Enjoy It Straight would be our fourth horse if we went 4 deep, but we did not use this guy. He is taking a significant hike in class here. He is sharp. He's looking for his third consecutive win. He's got improving numbers on paper, so you would figure if he's going to probably win at this level or be there or thereabouts, it will probably be here with his sharpness. And Kyle Frey has taken the call for Mark Glatt. But again, we think he's just in just a little bit, kind of a little bit tough at this level. So we backed off. He would be our fourth play, though, if we were going to go 4 deep here. Low Expectations and Tulane Trist. We didn't use either one of these geldings. Or actually, Tulane Trist is a full horse. He's 6 years old. He's coming in from Sunland Park, Turf Paradise. Kind of hard to get a gauge on him. Low Expectations, again, might need a little bit softer competition here to earn a major piece of this. But Ricky Gonzalez and Antonio Garcia have to be, you know, respected. So if you would like him, I wouldn't talk you off of him, but we didn't use him on our ticket. And Gio Venanzo, 4-1 with Juan Hernandez, is our second horse, drawn nicely. His last race was also better than looked, and he exits the same race as our top play. He was third behind Don't Swear Dave, so he figures to be right there or thereabouts here as well. So how do we see the fourth race? We use Don't Swear Dave on top of Gio Venanzo and Eastern Ocean as our third horse. And that's your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The fifth race, B-plus rated event. And this is the other baby race here, cowbred or cow-sired fillies, 2 years old. Draw a line through the three-horse Cali Cream. This filly will not be making her debut today at Santa Anita. And co-favorites here at 5-2, Broadway Venus and Not Without Lewis. And so interesting race here. Now, we're looking at this, going back to the first race, I just may have maybe figured out something here, and I think I might have. Occasionally I do get things right. We were talking earlier about why would Doug O'Neill run a filly against the boys when he's got the maiden. race here. But when we look at the fifth race, we're seeing that he's already got two horses here in the fifth. So it's possible that he just didn't want to run his three of his fillies in the same race. So that's why he stuck one of them in with the colts, which is okay, because like I said, the fillies are more developed at this age anyway than the guys. So anyway, we just figured that out. Maybe I would have to ask Doug about that for sure, but that's a very good possibility. But the fifth race, a B-plus race, and it is also a solid race that's going to be fun to watch. And again, draw a line through Callie Cream, the three. She was scratched. The sixth race, 6 furlongs on the turf. It's a maiden special weight for cowbred or cow-sired fillies and mares, 3, 4, and 5 years old. Rails at 30 feet. And I got a couple of horses, 3 horses actually, making their debut here. The 3 inside fillies, Truly Magical, Danzig Till Dawn, and Hollywood Penny, all making their debuts on the grass here. Our pick 6 single comes in the 6th race, and it is not your morning line favorite, who is Really Thirsty, the 9-to-5 morning line favorite, ridden by Juan Hernandez. So if you'd like in on that to possibly make your pick 6 ticket a pick 5, visit our website and sign up for our winning selections at horseracing-selections.com. The 7th race is a mile on allowance, optional claimer for cowbred or cow-sired 3-year-olds and up, and the claiming price is $20,000. The Big Wham is in for that $20,000 price, and he is the only colt or gelding that's listed, or that's eligible to be claimed for $20,000. Morning line favorite here is Speed Grazy at 2-to-1. And again, this is a C-minus rated race, the 7th. And finally, we wrap up things in the 8th, a 6-furlong sprint on the turf, a maiden special weight cowbred cowbred or cow-sired maidens, fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old. And again, the rails are at 30 feet. We've got 4 horses making their debut in here. Lovely Idaho, Shoot for the Sky, Play My Speed, and Smiling Forever. And then you've got Isabel Ludlow making her 11th career start and as a maiden. And she's your second choice at 3-to-1. The morning line favorite here is the 3-horse Stop Digging, 2-to-1, Mario Gutierrez for Simon Callahan. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Friday. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow, Saturday, for another edition of Today at Santa Anita. And folks, we're going to also talk a little bit about the Derby and give you our insight on the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. So good luck with the Friday card. Don't forget, first post 11 races on Saturday and early 12:30 p.m. Have a great rest of your Friday.